Hello, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people from some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Hello?
I'm here.
So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Would you say very satisfied or somewhat
satisfied? Very satisfied. Very
satisfied. Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue. So the first one on the list is reproductive freedom. How important is this to you?
10.
From 0 to 10. 10. Thank you. Voting rights.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
About a 7. It's getting better, so I ain't worried about that.
Thank you. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Immigration.
About a 5.
Student loan debt.
Say again?
Student loan debt.
10.
Okay. K-12 education.
What is the other one?
K-12 education.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Thank you very much. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1970.
Thank you very much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I got a master's degree.
Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please read the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
My vote matters is a 10.
Thank you very much. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues to matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Maybe about a 5.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one on the list, Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
The Democratic Party.
10.
The Republican Party.
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's
That's
a long way.
That's who I'm going to vote for, guaranteed.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your answer. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic, all the way.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, just worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's gotten a little bit better.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one on the list is Governor Kemp.
That was a lot.
Don't worry. Okay, so you have to, I will say names and organizations, and you have to rate them if you believe this person or organization prevented progress under your perspective.
Okay, very good.
0 means that they did not prevent progress, and 10 means that they definitely prevent progress.
Okay.
And you can choose any number in between.
Okay.
Okay, so Governor Kemp.
10.
10, thank you. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
10.
President Biden.
0.
White supremacist.
10.
Supreme Court.
10.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Donald Trump.
10.
Thank you. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming this obstacle will motivate you or your people in your network to vote. Using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement, we've made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. How much does this motivate you to vote?
10, very motivated.
Thank you. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. How much this motivates you to vote?
10.
Thank you. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 people, Georgia households, benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. How much does this motivate you to vote?
10.
The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. How much this motivates you to vote?
10.
Thank you. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. How much this motivates you to vote? Thank you very much. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going now to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
About a 10.
10. Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it is still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thinking back on the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
When did you register to vote at your current address?
12 years ago.
Okay.
I don't vote in every election.
Okay, thank you, sir. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government office, at a voter registration drive-over event, automatically? That means through motor voter laws or other automatic registration, through a political party or organization?
I think I did it online.
Okay. All right. Okay, give me just a moment. All right. Thank you. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time employment.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
$200,000.
Thank you very much. With that, we conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and time. Enjoy the rest of the day.
You too.
Goodbye.